With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I hate this kid.
I know you do.
And Jadeveon, and I am now firmly back on the Jadeveon bandwagon. Have I announced that yet? That I am back on the Jadeveon bandwagon?
Not?
Now, I will say this. I am not on the let's give him an extension bandwagon. Mm-hmm. I am riding the let's franchise him bandwagon. I am not.
I'm pulling for an extension because I always pull for the players to get paid.
Yeah, I want the players to get paid.
But the smart business decision is the franchise.
That's it.
Well, you got to sign him when you got all that money because you might not have that money the next year.
And
the longer you wait, the more the price of business goes up.
That's for sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speaking of Jadeveon, though,
Let me read this quote.
No, we got the audio.
We have the audio.
I want to play the Jadeveon Clowney cut because I think a lot of us just really want to know. Do the players like Brock? I mean, because he was a
turd Ferguson
failure here, and we thought he was a fraud. Do the players feel the same way?
Why, Brock? Why?
You know they do.
Well, let's kind of read between the lines here. You got it, Landry?
Yeah, I got it. Clowney was asked a few questions about Brock, and this is the first question. What do you think about Brock Osweiler?
Your thoughts on Brock?
He ain't here no more, so. I don't really care for him.
Here's a follow-up. Point for Freddie.
Here's a follow-up question for Clowney about Brock.
He ain't here no more, so I don't really care for him.
What do you remember about Brock?
We ain't win a lot with him. Trying to go against him now. Try to get after him this week up front. Make him rattle in the pocket. Hope he'll throw a couple interceptions, a couple picks.
Oh, they want to make life horrible.
We didn't win a lot with him.
They want to make life horrible for him.
He was 8-6 as a starter in his 14 starts. And they beat, who's quarterback for Oakland?
Connor Cook. Yeah. No, I expect the Texans, if you were ever wanting a breakout performance offensively, and of course it will be interesting to see only because we don't know. I mean, obviously Deshaun's still reeling from the lung. But if this team can score 40, 50 points, I think they will. They want a boat race beat.
Well, Brock, I think the defense wants to shut him out.
That's what it is. I don't think it's necessarily. They want to win, number one. They don't care how many points. They just want to make life miserable for Brock.
Wants to put about a 50 spot?
Well, sure.
Oh,
sure.
I'm sure he
I'm
would
saying the players, to. Though. I'm talking about how the players feel. We know how Bill O'Brien feels about him. He didn't hide that very much. Yeah. We know how we felt about him, how fans felt about him. But a lot of times players are like, you know, like players will still speak very glowingly of Matt Schaub, right, John?
Yeah, and most of them, and Matt was a great guy, but most of them never even around Brock. You know, quarterbacks run an offensive room, but defensive players, you know, they'll hear things, and but they dress so far away from him. But I know this, some of them felt like Clowney did.
Yeah,
they just didn't like him.
Tell you what, it should be should make for an interesting game on Thursday. All right, you guys know what we do each and every day around this time. Let's play the hits.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you guys heard it. Thursday, and I appreciate the texter who said I said the game was on Sunday. My bad, y'all. Hopefully you guys don't get that mixed up and start blaming me for why you didn't show up to the game on Thursday. Texans, they're taking on everybody's favorite Brocktober, Brock Osweiler, and the Dolphins Thursday night. Here's what BLB had to say on how number 8, a.k.a. Brock, is looking as a Dolphin.
When you look at their team and the way he's playing, he's a very bright guy. He's got great command of their offense. He knows what Adam Gase wants him to do. They have a great relationship. He's got a lot of guys around him. He's got Drake. out of the backfield. Obviously, Frank Gore, he's got, you know, there's some injuries there. But, you know, Kenny Stills and the guys at receiver, Michael Gesicki, who I recruited to Penn State, you know, he's got a lot of weapons. Danny Amendola, and he's doing a great job of distributing the ball and using all of his guys.
That was a pretty lengthy explanation, too.
It's all true based on these last two starts.
They got to beat the brakes off him.
But he doesn't have his starting receivers. He's got Danny Amendola as his top receiver.
Well,
and Devontae Parker, their former number one pick, who hasn't played.
They should be eating this Sunday or Thursday.
A chance for Parker to make, they assume he'll be gone after this season, so it's a chance for him to get something on film.
There you go. Now, Brock, he met with the media, and he discussed his return to H-Town.
You really do need to treat it just like it's a normal football game, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, obviously, I think there's going to be a lot of outside noise trying to make a situation bigger than what it really is. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, our one season, or I should say my one season I had in Houston, I look at it as a successful season. We won our division. And like I said, we won a playoff game. There's a lot of other teams in the National Football League that didn't do that. And at the end of the day, business decisions are made in this business, and that's what took place. And, you know, there's no hard feelings. There's no ill will. And at the end of the day, my mind's focused on just, you know, playing a good football game Thursday and doing whatever this football team needs me to do to help them get a win.
All right.
You got a $21 million from the Texans, and you got the other $16 million from the Browns as guarantee of $37 over during that first year.
Hearing his voice makes my skin crawl.
I got two jobs for our boy Brock after he gets done playing football. He's either going to be the pastor at a mega church, or he's going to be hawking products on a late night infomercial.
It kind of makes my skin crawl.
He didn't have to do anything with all the money he made.
Well, that's a good point too, John. There's no question about that. Yeah. Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. joined Mad Radio, as he does each and every week, and was asked about his mood after the end of the season.
I'm still a little depressed. I haven't gone to the field yet. Pack my stuff up. You know, I just think, yeah, obviously, the series went how the series went, but the Red Sox played extremely well, especially after game one. I thought that most everything that could have gone their way did, as far as the guys making plays, guys coming up with big at-bats on their team. So, you know, for us, it's obviously disappointing into a year that was otherwise a historic year in Astros history with the most wins in franchise history. But that's how it goes sometimes, man.
Is he in a porta potty or something?
No, he was borrowing Tyler White's phone.
Is he going to have Tommy John surgery?
He did not break that news with us.
Because when I was on with Sean Pendergast Friday, he read an Instagram from McCullers' wife.
Mm-hmm.
It basically, I thought, said, like, something along the lines of seeing 18 months, and so everybody started speculating about Tommy John.
Right. No, that's what I heard, too, that he was going to need Tommy John surgery, but remains to be seen.
I'll tell you what, man. If Keuchel goes and McCullers out,
and
all of a sudden,
and Charlie.
And Morton, yeah.
Well, they're supposed to recently. They said Morton loves playing here and that Morton's probably going to be back. But it's like Luno said yesterday, the focus, you know, is going to be an off season on pitching and catching.
Mm-hmm. But even if those guys leave, I mean, as you alluded to, Keuchel's gone, Morton's probably gone, and even if Lance McCullers does end up having Tommy John surgery, is anybody really remotely concerned that Jeff Luno's not going to get it taken care of?
I mean, you know, they haven't. These guys have proved it. You know, I like some of these young pitchers, but they haven't proved squats.
Bring back Fromber.
Fram the man.
3-1.
Fram the man.
No, I'm confident in them, but that's still projection.
Well, no, I'm confident in Luno, too. I just think he will not leave them shorthanded in a
position. Exactly. No, I think Jeff's going to be all right. He was and plus, he was just, I tell you what, he's just so matter-of-factly and so businesslike. That's what I love about Jeff Luno.
Who do you think is going to win the World Series, John?
If Boston plays, just like McCullers said, they did every single thing right you could do. Now, can they sustain that again? I would love to see the Dodgers win another one, but I think the Red Sox will win.
I do, too. No, I just think the Red Sox are pitching gives you a little cause for concern, especially tonight with Kershaw going up against Sale. Do you think the weather will factor into it at all?
Yes.
It's cold in so Boston, man. Yeah.
Manny Machado, I watched him be interviewed by Scott Van Pelt last night, and they were at Fenway taking batting practice and fielding, and he's played 50 games there.
Yeah.
And he's talked about how he can help them adjust. So what are you going to do? Tell them it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold. Yeah.
Layer up.
Piece of news from a future opponent.
Uh-oh.
You see this, Landry?
Ruh-roh.
Break it for me, Johnny.
Quarterback Chad Kelly charged with first-degree criminal trespassing, Broncos quarterback. Apparently, he was in some person's house. I'll read it for you here.
Let's hear it. It's my guy.
Englewood, Colorado. Englewood police responded to... referencing a male standing outside a residence while officers were responding. They received information that the male was now inside the residence. The male was chased out by the occupant. Officers began to search the area. A short time later, I don't know if he was hiding or what, in the bushes, a male matching the description provided by the homeowner was located. That was identified as Chad Kelly.
What?
Broncos quarterback Chad Kelly.
Just from what I heard.
He was a wild man in college.
He was a wild man in college.
He got in a fight at a high school football game when he was the quarterback for Ole Miss.
It was his brother's game or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
He should have been a third or fourth round pick, right?
Oh, easy.
And he
at least.
And he left Clemson because he was at, obviously Deshaun was there, so that probably scared him a little bit. But he was at a club, underage, drinking, and the cops stopped him and tried to make him leave, and he threatened to shoot up the place with an AK-47.
God. And now he's basically breaking and entering.
Is there a team that has quarterbacks with two most different personalities as Chad Kelly and Case Keenum?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Obviously, Case is not rubbing off on Kelly.
I would say Brandon Meade and Deshaun are probably a little bit different. Just a hunch.
What's that?
I said I would guess that Deshaun Watson and Brandon Weeden are a little bit different personality-wise.
Maybe. You don't see Brandon Weeden doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm just saying, as far as personality wise, I'm guessing they're probably a little bit different. So, I'm sure. Let's put it this way:
you don't think Brandon Weeden's been around Mia Khalifa?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just from what we've heard, I think they probably spend their Wednesday nights a little bit differently. Just saying. And again, I'm not nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with
not
that.
Passing judgment.
Not
and
hey.
Chad Kelly. So Case is going to be the quarterback next week.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
That's a given. Yeah. Holy mackerel. Chad Kelly. What do you want to bet that woman's married and the husband chased him out? Say, I'm assuming it's a woman. I did too. I'm calling
it's
my shot.
He's standing outside a house, probably yelling, hey!
No, I'm guessing
I want my stuff back, or whatever it is.
And the husband chased him out.
I love my shoes.
And then he goes in the house and gets chased out. I guarantee you're
right. What do you want to bet he left, like, a wallet or a watch or something, a chain, something expensive, maybe his phone? Ain't no telling. John McClain,
hiding in the bushes?
I'm guessing you've got a Facebook Live coming up.
That's where I'm in it, over the Chronicle. I got a column today about the Brockster, Brocktoberfest, all the things you can come up with. It's going to make that Thursday night game so much more fun than it would have been, no offense to the Aggies, with Ryan Tannehill, because of Osweiler and Clowney gave a good example today of what the players feel about Osweiler.
They do not like
him. Thank you guys very much, as always.
Always a pleasure, John McClain. Always a pleasure. All right, coming up next, second half of the program, boys and girls. Don't forget, we got Tyler White coming up at 12:20. Very excited about that. We will take a trip around the National Football League. Is there any chance the Texans make any kind of move with 1 week to go before the trade deadline? Apparently, one domino has already fallen, according to what we've seen so far. At least one quarterback's off the table, correct?
One quarterback is off the table, and this just in, the Giants have traded Eli.
That's what...
We'll give you the details on that next. Eli is no longer a Giant.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.